Welcome back, Rare Breeds. Be sure to hit the like button and make sure you comment. Just keep it clean and speaking cold. You know how the tube get. But it really helped with the algorithm and help us grow. To all my new watchers, hit the subscribe button and hit the bell if you like the content. And I can get kicked off this platform any day now. So if you want to support the channel and get exclusive content, join my Patreon. And also, join my community on locals.com. Links below.
First, I need you to get out your violins for this one, because you're going to need them while watching this TikTok video. Okay, let's watch.
Be honest with me. What is the real reason why you are not dating right now?
Because I'm tired of being alone. And I know that makes zero sense, but here.
Is it a coincidence that she got her boobs pushed up into the fucking camera? Smushed up against the lens. Is it a coincidence? When that's all a woman has to offer, that's all she gonna present. She not looking for anything serious before I even hear her talking. It's sad that women think that's the only way that they can get a man to look at them or pay him attention or care about them. But, like I said, the women who don't have anything else to offer, what else can they put on the table?
Hear me out. I'm really tired. Of going on dates and having it not work out and feeling like a bit of me's died.
Now, hear me out. Guys, the reason she's so tired is because she's been with so many different guys on so many different dates. Let us keep in mind that too many dates and too many guys is starting to take an effect on her physically, mentally, and emotionally.
I'm really tired of the way that people treat each other. I'm really tired of the way that people treat me.
I know, but she's not going to talk about all the time she treated guys she wasn't attracted to like shit. They'll never mention that. And that's why I say never feel sorry for them. Especially women like this. Never feel sorry for them.
Where are the good men at? Well, a lot of them are sitting under a pile of videos that bash men. And they're too afraid to crawl out.
And you're under a pile of videos that bash, criticize, and belittle you because of today's modern women. It's all because of them and their actions.
It's no coincidence that usually when women are talking like they're on our side, they're old. Because women don't develop logic most of the time until their looks start to fade. Then they start thinking and being compassionate. They didn't have to think and be compassionate when they were young and high. See, the thing is, like I always say, women like this have a bunch of red flags in the beginning. But when guys are blinded by the poon, they're blinded by the poon. So they don't wake up until something drastic happened, like she cheated on you 3 times in front of your face. Pay attention to the signs, fellas.
Be is
nice.
It rude?
Yeah, be nice to girls.
But that's life, though. Life is tough.
Okay, you ask me what kind of guy I like. I like nice guys. I like someone who's really sweet to me, who I can have a nice job. I would love a nice best friend for life.
Yeah, lovely meeting you, yeah?
Oh, nah. Yeah, don't go for that. She basically saying, I just want a dude who I can use and take advantage of while I fuck the guys I'm really attracted to behind your back. She wants a guy to be her emotional tampon in her wallet and her bulletproof vest while she still do her thing on the side. Smart man to get up and just walk the fuck off.
What'd you say? I'm 6 foot, shut the fuck up.
Alright, seems like a legit video. Let's see what she has to say. Alright, yeah, that one's fair. I can understand that. On God, like, it's not like crazy females exist or anything. It's always the man's fault. Men are the only people who can be crazy and inconsistent. Everyone knows that women are these innocent little angels that can do absolutely nothing wrong. Did you really just compare putting on a hat to wearing makeup? Those are not the same thing, bruh. Why do you hate us so much?
See, women who are still physically attractive can basically be toxic on social media for the world to see, because it's not going to affect their dating prospects, because guys still want to fuck them. When she 30 plus, fat and fucked up, she going to regret that this video is online forever.
Oh, show me which one of you is going to be a gentleman. Show me. Show me which one of you is going to be a gentleman. Show me. Are there no gentlemen's left in this?
Yeah, when women get old and washed up, they got to do anything for attention, even causing a scene on a public train or bus. I mean, of course, they're crazy, but it's not just because they're crazy. It's because they crave attention so much. And when they're old and unattractive, having outbursts is the only way to get it. Pretty fucking pathetic.
I can't go out. I'm sick.
It's cool, though. These bitches are gonna die alone, miserable. Or they might just say fucking and off themselves, you know, when they get 50. So it's cool and cute now. Go ahead and keep playing out those nice guys. Your punk ass gonna be looking for them when your looks fade.
I love it. Plus-sized women admit they aren't attracted to overweight men. Hold on. How come the women get to be plus size, but the men are overweight?
The media don't give a fuck about men, or making men feel good about themselves, or sparing men's feelings. Fuck men. To society, men are bulletproof vests and wallets for women and children. Anything other than that, fuck you. Don't care about you. And the thing about that fat bitch, she could probably get dick from in-shape guys at 2 a.m. when the club about to close and they couldn't get anything else. And that's why she thinks she can lock one of those men down. Baby, you can't.
Exactly why we don't trust ya.
I like you, have a cupcake. Eat my ass like a cupcake.
This lady was just jumping from one car to the other.
That's how you handle a crazy bitch. No, I'm just playing. Don't do that. That can turn out really bad for you, even if she's 100% in the wrong.
A promising college football player's life dreams shattered as he was falsely accused of... His accuser, 19-year-old Nikki Uvino, told police that she went to a party where two football players forced her to have sex in a bathroom. She later admitted that she had sex willingly and was afraid that if she admitted that, another student wouldn't want to date her. Malik...
Do you know how often that happens? A lot. If she does anything she regrets, and it's actually going to have consequences, it's no big deal for her to throw that R word out and ruin somebody's life. Just so the guy she likes will still like her.
St. Hilaire speaks out here exclusively tonight for the first time about the case. But first, Trace Gallagher live in our West Coast newsroom with the backstory here. Hi, Trace.
Hi, Martha. At the time, Nikki Uvino was attending Sacred Heart University in Fairfield, Connecticut. She claimed the incident happened at an off-campus party, that two Sacred Heart football players pulled her into a bathroom, took turns holding her down, and... Uvino claimed she repeatedly told the men she didn't want to be there, that she had friends waiting for her outside, and to please let her go.